This morning, I want all of us to take a look at John chapter 3, verse. We're going to read some of the verses from there. John chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 first, and then we are going to concentrate on chapter 3, same chapter, verses 16 through 21, I suppose. Now, when we read the Gospel of John, when we read chapter by chapter, we see progression of Jesus' ministry. And in chapter 3, we see someone very important from the Jewish society, Jewish religion at the time, coming to him at night. I'm going to read it. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus said. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit." Now the word "born again" has gone through so many decades of different meaning that even it has gotten a negative connotation to it in the recent days. It's a pity that born again has been debased in common speech. Sometimes people use that as a scornful description of an extreme sect, like all those born again Christians. Like the world evangelical Christian has come to the way it has become an word, sometimes that we utter it, we say it with a very scornful description. And even it has started to even denote, it is even referred to old ideas that has been again brought back, or old car models that has been revived and brought back. We use the born again term so loosely lately, and even in the Christendom, in our Christian atmosphere, slowly the born again thing, the word born again, the concept of it is getting blurred. But I want this morning to focus, before that, I want to state what I wanted to talk about. So the title of the topic of today's message is Nicodemus's puzzle. Can old be new? When Nicodemus came to Jesus, he came to Jesus seeing all the things that he was doing. He was a man. He was not skeptical about Jesus. First of all, his credentials, he was a Pharisee, and he was, what it says, that he was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He was a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin, which was the temple, it was the ruling council. They were part of not only politics, not only religion, but also politics. They determined a lot of things that were happening in the kingdom. In the Jewish kingdom, in Israel. And he was a Pharisee, so he knew the word of God, he knew the Torah very well, he knew all the traditions of the prophet and everything very well. So here is a man who has read the Bible, who knows about God, and sees Christ performing all these miracles, all the things that he has done, all the teachings that he is teaching, and he comes to Jesus saying, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. We know. He's saying we as the Sanhedrin. He is not saying I. He's saying he's representing the whole community of the Pharisees. If you would have said I, that was different. He's saying we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. His assessment of Jesus was nothing more than a teacher who has the stamp of God on him. He did not say, Jesus, I finally understood that you are that Messiah. You are that Son of God. You are the Messiah who was supposed to come. He did not say that. He came to Jesus with his pre-assessment of Jesus, seeing that was perceived from seeing all the miraculous things that Jesus did, all the teachings that Jesus was teaching. And he said, you know, you are a good teacher. You are a great teacher that Israel hasn't seen for a long time. And we know God is with you. You are stamped. You with God. God is with you. We know that. But you are nothing but more than a teacher. Why Nicodemus said that? He was puzzled himself. He did not know. He knew that the Messiah will come. He knew that these are the things the Messiah will do, the signs and the wonders and the teaching. He knew that. But he could not himself figure out how is this possible. Therefore, he poses a question. He's probing Jesus to find out who he really is. But he does it in a way, he does it with what he had already predetermined about Jesus, his pre-assessment. And then Jesus' answer in verse 3, the way Jesus answers it is like, okay, Nicodemus, you have made your point. You have said that I am a teacher and I have the stamp of God on my life. But he says, in reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Simply, Jesus is saying, Nicodemus, you have come to me with a human understanding. Your assessment of me is human. From your human perspective, from you, what you can see, what you can understand, what you have seen, what you have heard, from that perspective, you are assessing me. But hear this. No one can see, not even enter, forget the enter part, that comes later. He said, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Simply, Jesus is saying, no one can understand who I am unless they are spiritually renewed. Unless they are spiritually regenerated. Simply, unless someone is born again, a new birth has taken place in their lives. Oftentimes, in this country and around the world, when the question is posed to the multitudes, who is Jesus? And that's what we did yesterday. We had a survey, and one of the questions was, who is Jesus? We got mixed responses. Many times it was said, he's a made-up story. Some people said, oh, he's a good teacher. Some people said, he is God. But when we pose the question to the multitudes of in this world, who is Jesus, we get a mixed reaction, we get mixed answers. But how can someone truly know who Christ is? How can someone truly understand what the teachings of Christ? How can someone truly come to Christ and understand him and accept him in his or her lives? It is a puzzle until we come to Christ on his terms, which is through spiritual regeneration, through experiencing the born again experience, through experiencing the new birth experience. many times when we talk about the born again experience, and I was talking with one of our friends one day, and she said that truly to understand, many people say, oh, I'm a Christian, I go to church, I believe in Christ and all of that, but to truly really know if they are really Christians, this is the question she poses. She says, are you a born-again Christian? Now, as much as cliched that word has become, as much as negative connotations that word has incurred over the decades of time, that is what it is. That is what defines whether you are a true Christian. If you have gone through the spiritual regeneration, if you have accepted Christ and you have become born again, you have been born in the Spirit again. If you have gone through the new birth experience. Because look at Nicodemus's response. He's still puzzled. He is still puzzled. He says, wait a minute. How can a man be born when he is old? Man, I am 90 years old. I don't know how old Nicodemus was. You know, some people say he was pretty old. But anyway, he says, how can a man be born when he is old? I am 40, 50, I'm 30, 40, 50 or whatever, you know, 1 year, 2 year, right after the birth, whatever age the man or the woman has. How can, after being born, a man be born again? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. He took it, he completely missed what Jesus meant. And that's what is happening around the world today. Jesus' teachings, Jesus' word has been misunderstood, has been missed, not misunderstood, has been missed. The whole point has been missed many and many and many times. Because Nicodemus here, he completely missed the point that Jesus was trying to tell him. He said that, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. He said, well, wait a minute. What do you mean, teacher? What do you mean, rabbi? How can a man be born again when he is old? Surely he cannot enter into his mother's womb to be born. The picture that he saw is like an old man getting back into his mother's womb to be born again as a new baby again. But that was not what Jesus was telling him. He was telling him this. Jesus answered. Jesus replied. Jesus answered again and said, I tell you the truth. And Jesus says, every time you see that the word I tell you the truth used in the Bible, meaning verily, verily, I say, in some of the versions they use verily, verily, I say, meaning this is the truth. This is what it is. I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Now, many times that particular portion has been, there are a lot of debates in the theological arena. Water and Spirit, does it mean baptism? And then the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Or what? The baptism in the waters? You know, like Seth going to be baptized in the water next week? Right? Next week? And then so is that the baptism of the water and then baptism of the Holy Spirit? This is simply what I understand from this. In the old times, in the Old Testament, when you read, what did water symbolize? Pardon me?
Cleansing.
Water is symbolic as of Word of God that cleanses us from our sins. Water was used, there was in the outer court, in the temple area. You know, if you study the temple, how the construction of the temple was and what was placed where. In the temple area, in the outer courts, they had water. Every Jewish person, every Jew, because male and female, every Jew that came into the temple, they would wash their hand and feet. representing cleansing. And the water that somehow God infused His Spirit in that water, His Word, His Spirit in that water, and cleansed them of their uncleanliness, that He cleaned them and made them presentable to His presence. That's what Jesus is saying, that it's an infusion, the water and the Spirit, it's an infusion when a person becomes a Christian and they go through this. It might be the baptism, and they go through a process of cleansing, and they become spiritually regenerate. That's the new birth. Taking us from there to verse 16. Many times we understand. I knew this back of my mind, but somehow it never clicked with me. John 3:16, many times we quote John 3:16 and we think that John, the gospel writer, wrote that.